Tunnel, there are delays. Waiting time of up to 1 hour on freight services at Folkestone. It's due to the early electrical problem in the tunnel. The waiting time applies to freight only. Knock on from that, possibly A20 in Dover. Slow traffic reported eastbound before the Courtwood interchange. 0500 59 27 27. That's our jamline number for your updates.
On FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
Polling stations are open in Kent for today's general election. Candidates are standing to be MPs in 17 constituencies across the county, and there are all 650 in all across the UK. We'll be able to cast our ballot until 10 o'clock tonight. After that, we'll have details on who's been elected in Kent at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM News.
A man's been flown to hospital following an industrial accident in Tonbridge Wells. Emergency crews were called to Bay Hill Road just before nine this morning. The man, who's in his 20s, has been taken to a London hospital. A Kent nutritionist is calling for more awareness of the dangers of diet pills after a Medway teenager dropped to just 4 stone after taking up to 90 a week. Amber Girling from Chatham was just 17 when she became addicted to the pills in a bid to lose weight after being bullied. Julie Clark helps people in Maidstone with food advice and diet plans. She says taking the pills can cause serious problems.
You're affecting your digestive system. It tends to take your appetite away, so you're not eating, so your energy's very low, tend to be moody. It can give you depression, headaches, sleep disturbances.
Earlier this week, Interpol issued a global alert warning about buying diet pills online following the death of a British woman last month.
KMFM News.
A dad's due to be sentenced later after his young son was seriously injured in a crash in Kent. Christopher Keeves' car collided with another vehicle in Paddock Wood last June. His 22-month-old was left with a fractured skull and brain injury. The 31-year-old from Tutcham Way in Tonbridge admitted causing serious injury by dangerous driving at an earlier hearing. It's thought customers could be missing out on billions in compensation for delayed flights. Laws introduced 10 years ago mean anyone whose flight is more than 3 hours late could be entitled to compensation, but it doesn't cover things like freak weather, acts of terrorism, or striking air traffic controllers. Ian Osborne's from the Civil Aviation Authority.
There's a staffing rotor problem. If the plane breaks down, you'll need to be servicing just after the normal run. That's not an excuse not to pay compensation. On the other hand, if there's bad weather, clearly they can't do anything about that.
KMFM News.
A toddler's been taken to a London hospital with head injuries after being hit by a car in Medway. The 2-year-old boy was suffered chest and arm injuries after it happened in Dale Street in Chatham yesterday afternoon. Two teenagers reported missing from their homes in Kent have been found. 17-year-old Misa Mitchum from Sevenoaks and 16-year-old Lee Metcalf from Tunbridge Wells hadn't been seen since Monday. Police confirmed late last night they've been found in Essex. A group of Kent-based soldiers have started a challenge to cycle the distance from here to the capital of Nepal to raise money for people there affected by the earthquake. They're going to be based at the Mall Checkers and Fremlin Walk shopping centres in Maidstone to complete the 4,500 miles. Staff Sergeant Sanjay Thapa is from 36th Engineer Regiment and a member of the Queen's Gurkha Engineers.
Some of the members from the Queen's Gurkha Engineers have lost their family member, and some of the family members have been badly injured or even they have lost their house. So, yes, it's a very sad moment for all of us.
And Prince Harry's bid farewell to the people of Australia after spending a month on tour with the country's defence force. Hundreds gathered at the Sydney Opera House to greet him, where he also received a wedding proposal. He was also asked if he was taking any souvenirs home for his new niece, Princess Charlotte.
Not in particular, but I've been given a lot of cuddly toys from this morning and other things, so yeah, I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting her. She's beautiful.
KMFM Sport.
With Dyno Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dynoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Tennis, and Andy Murray's through to the third round of the Madrid Open tennis, with more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime. Here's Ronan.
Well, Murray beat Philipp Kohlschreiber in 3 sets. It's the second time this week he's defeated the German after victory against him in the Munich Open final on Monday. Cricket, and Kent's latest game in the county championship against Leicestershire has ended in a draw. After being set 315 to win at Canterbury, the home side only managed to reach 273 for 7 by close of play last night. Football, and a late masterclass from Lionel Messi helped Barcelona beat Bayern Munich 3-0 in the first leg of their Champions League semi-final last night. He struck in the 77th and 80th minutes, with Neymar also netting in injury time. The return game in Germany takes place on Tuesday. And Gillingham have released four players. Leon Legg, Gavin Hoyt and Danny Galbraith are all leaving Priestfield, while the clubs also confirmed the departure of Joe Martin, who'd already tweeted about it. Goalkeeper Glenn Morris has been offered a new contract.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.